Kidnapping for the Good of Somebody. Written by Amaras and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. It was surprisingly easy to sneak the Antichrist out of the hospital. There was an extra kid after all, and the nuns were too busy talking to really pay attention to anything. He's not entirely sure why he thinks it's a good idea to steal the Antichrist, but he's almost positive Aziraphale isn't going to be happy about it. So he softens the blow with a copy of some old Greek tragedy he picked up for similar purposes. If softening showing up at Aziraphale's bookshop at 3 a.m. with a stolen Antichrist has a similar circumstance, maybe he should have grabbed the other really old books he had in storage. "Are you sure you grabbed the right one?" Aziraphale looks less than impressed with the Antichrist laying in the middle of the bed he keeps upstairs. He doesn't look very evil. "It was the diplomat's kid. Gotta be the right one." Although looking at the kid closer, he has to wonder if he got the right one as well. There really just wasn't anything demonic about him. "I switched him out for the spare." "Really?" Aziraphale tentatively reached out to touch the kid. "I think I have some books on how to raise children downstairs." If Crowley had been drinking any of the wine he'd been thinking about, it would have been spat all over the kid. So it was good that he wasn't. "You want to keep him?" For once, Crowley was on the receiving end of the "are you a complete moron" look. "I assume that's why you stole him." "I figured we'd leave him outside a church or something," Crowley replied as he waved his hand in the air to illustrate the numerous somethings they could do. Oh dear no. The shocked look on Aziraphale's face would almost be humorous if Crowley didn't know what was coming. "Do you have any idea what happens to children put into those types of systems?" Crowley had to admit he had a point. Crowley did know what happened. He'd gotten a commendation for it. Sitting down on the bed, he let the little bugger grab onto his finger. "I guess we should get reading." This had seemed like a much better idea when he'd first thought of it.